Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We thank the Lord for you taking the time to join us on this evening. At this time, we're going to start off with a word of prayer. So let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we ask for mercy and for grace. Oh, God, we ask for forgiveness of sins. Lord, please look upon us with compassion and search our hearts, oh Lord. Anything that you're not pleased with, Lord, please have mercy and take it away from us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you will cover us under your blood, that you will wash us and purge us on the inside, Lord. Clean us up on the outside. Help us, Lord God, to walk upright before you and to speak the truth in our hearts. Lord, we ask that you will move by your power in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we pray for those who are listening tonight. Oh, Lord, a special prayer that you will touch, heal, and deliver. Make everyone whole. Lord, lift heavy burdens. Move in. in a mighty way. Oh, Lord Jesus, send your healing virtue. Cut, Lord, from the top of the head down to the soles of the feet. Oh, Lord God, and anyone who has committed sins, Lord, let their sins be forgiven and restore their health unto them. Raise them up right now, oh God, and give them a testimony that they may glorify your name and lift you up in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we believe you, oh God. We are asking you tonight, Lord, to stop by for just a little while. Come, Lord, and see about us. Come, oh God, and strengthen us. Oh, Lord, somebody's in trouble, and we ask you, Lord, to send deliverance in the name of Jesus. Somebody's bound tonight. Oh, God, loose their bonds in the name of Jesus. Let the glory of God be revealed. Destroy the yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we believe you, and we are taking you at your word. We are asking you tonight, my God, to send comfort and consolation to the families who are bereaved of their loved ones. Lord, we are asking you to be close to the family members and bring them together, Lord God. Let your holy angels be encamped about them to keep them and to preserve them during this difficult time in the name of Jesus. Have mercy tonight, Lord. Move, my God, in Ukraine and in Russia. Oh, Lord Jesus, save the perishing souls, my God. Have mercy, Lord. Be merciful. Save, Lord God, and deliver. Move by your power and let your grace be abundant toward those who are going through, Lord, to the refugees, those who are running for their lives, trying to escape danger. Oh, Lord Jesus, let their souls be saved. Even if their bodies perish, let their souls be saved. In the name of Jesus, we know you are able to do all things, my God. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is too hard for you. Lord, we ask you to look on all of those who are on our prayer list, every prayer list written, oh God, that's around the world. We are asking you, my God, to grant the petitions of the people according to your holy will. Let it be done, Lord, according to your will, not our will, Lord God. And help us to accept what you allow in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, remember us in a special way and bless this broadcast tonight. Oh, Lord Jesus, let somebody's soul be encouraged. Let somebody be blessed tonight. Oh, Lord God, let somebody be strengthened. Oh, my God, whatever it is that each one has called in for, let them receive a special blessing on this night. Lord, we believe you, and we are taking you at your word. We are asking you to remember us and to bless us continually, Lord, and we give you thanks. We bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness toward us. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. We thank you for all that you've done for us and for what you're doing right now. Oh, Lord, we praise you, oh, God, and we magnify you. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Oh, my God, let your will be done and have your eternal way. If there is anything we fail to mention in this prayer, you know about it, oh God. You know the unspoken request. You know, Lord Jesus, the desires of the heart. And we ask that you will grant it. Let it be done according to your will. We believe it and we count it done. And we thank you for it. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. At this time, the broadcast is in the hands of our host, Evangelist Khadija.
Amen. Good evening, and God bless you all. Thank God for that opening prayer. Thank you all for tuning in. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We are so excited that you decided to spend your Friday night with us. Pastor Hameen is the watch care pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and is a branch of our mother church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. We want to remember our beloved late Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall, Sr., who was the pastor of Victory Temple, located in Jacksonville, Florida. We're so glad that you chose to spend your night with us. And at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from the 90th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 90th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hadst formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction and sayest, Return, ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as a sleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thy anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years and 10. And if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger, even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Thank God for the word, the 90th number of Psalm, the first, well, the 12th verses. And again, we thank you for tuning into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title I School. And if you'd like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you may log onto the broadcast website at that same address, www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title I School. And you can click on any of the demand broadcasts if you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry. Our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And our prayer request number is 410-209-7503. If you'd like to speak to us during the broadcast, or if you're clergy and you're feeling quite bold and you'd like to have remarks after the word, or you have a testimony you'd like to tell, a song you'd like to sing, or scripture you'd like to share, or if you'd like to just call in for prayer, you can give us a call at 978-990-5270, and the access code is 794-6408. If you're looking to support other ministries or just need something to help you get through the week, every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday at 7 o'clock p.m., you can call into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175, and the access code is 584-7681. You may also listen at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. And every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the There Is Hope Ministry. The dial-in number is 603-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574. On Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line. You can dial in at 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. And the dial-in number is 720 740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. And Elder Bennett, Pastor Bennett, he began to preach on yesterday on the Power Prayer Line. He preached and encouraged us to remember the words of the Lord. And it was a very inspiring, very anointed message. And on every night at 9 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Annette Bradley teams up with Minister Emmanuel Hoges on the Prayer News Network. You can call in at 339-209-6891. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list, for Missionary Gracie White and the bereaved White family, for Sister Marcel Horsey and the bereaved Horsey family, for Benjamin Hoges, Melissa Smith, Titus Edmonds Sr., Evangelist Martha Colbreth and her mother, Gregory Smith, John Colbreth, the bereaved Williams Edmonds family, Tracy Curry, Daryl Mercado, Steve Fields, the Parham family, Amor Nixon family, Arlene Almonte, Mother Janice Marshall, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, the bereaved Anderson family, Muhammad Hameen and family, Robin Mansay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Elderberry Johnson and the bereaved Johnson family. And one of my clients asks, is not feeling well, and he constantly asks for prayer. His name is Raymond Garrett. So we want to remember Mr. Garrett in our prayers as well. The Breeze Gatewood family, for Tanika Huff, the Spriggs family, and all those who are on our prayer list, all those who are currently requesting prayer. Those are all the announcements that I have at this time. So we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for what this day represents, Good Friday. And we thank the Lord for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, how he gave his life for us that we might live and that we might be able to go where he is. He is not in that grave, but he has risen. Glory to God. And we thank God for the mercy that he has bestowed upon us. He's a merciful God. God is willing and ready to save, heal, and forgive. If we would just give our lives to the Lord, if we just turn everything over to the Lord and let him work it out, he will do just that. And we want to thank God for this broadcast. I'm glad to be back on the broadcast on tonight. The Lord has blessed in a great way, and we're happy about it. We're happy about what he is doing, and we want to report that I believe it's my cousin Gloria, she said her grandson, DeMarcus, he was in trouble and he was doing things and getting into trouble, but the Lord spared him and the Lord touched and changed him. And now he's got a job, he finished school, he has his license, and the Lord is blessing him. So
praise God.
That report was given. Yes, that report was given. And I was told to let you all know what God has done. So we're thankful for
Glory
what he is
God.
Doing. He's doing just what we asked him to do. We prayed, and God heard yeah. our prayer. So we thank the Lord for that, and we thank God also for the beautiful scripture that was read. You know, we spend our days as a tale that is told, and the Lord, he promised man at least 70 years of age, and it's by reason of strength. If they had a little strength, they could make it maybe to 80 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, God is good. He's blessed. And his word is true. And I thank him because my father has turned 94. And the Lord has blessed him. He has his right mind. He's sharp as a whip.
Mm-hmm.
I thank the Lord for what he is doing.
Praise
I pray
God.
That the Lord will save him and fill him with
thank
the
you.
Holy Ghost before he leaves here. And I know he can do it because I saw him do it before in someone else. And the Lord blessed them and filled them with the Holy Ghost. They were up in age. And then they received the baptism. They went under the water. And then shortly after that, they were sitting on the bench waiting to come to the house of God. And they passed away just like that. But he said, before he passed away, he said, I got it all now. So I know that God can do it. I'm a witness. Mm-hmm. I saw it. I know he can save him. Don't matter what age he is. God can save, he can heal, and he can forgive. And that's what we're praying. We are praying that the Lord will save some soul, that he will fill some soul with the Holy Ghost, and that he will heal somebody's body. I know God can do it. We're trusting in him, and we're looking to him. So be encouraged. No matter what you're going through, I don't care how hard it seems, with God, nothing shall be impossible. So look to the Lord and trust in the Lord. And whatever it is that you need from him, believe that ye shall receive it. God bless you and the Lord for this opportunity. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And, praise the Lord. Before we cut off, I want to say that we want to introduce the speaker in the person of Pastor Sheila Hameen, pastor of Holy Temple down in Baltimore, Maryland. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. Praise God. I tell you, I am so happy tonight for what the Lord is doing. And I give honor to God and to whom honor is due. And I enjoy the beautiful report. Oh, God is just doing great things. And I'm excited. I am so happy. Praise
yes.
the Lord. And just thinking on how good God is and how he's answering prayer and how he's making changes in people's lives. And just know
Amen.
This, that the prayers are not in vain. Glory be to God.
Amen.
You know, God, he moves when he gets ready to move. And this makes me
yes.
so happy tonight. This is Friday night, and I actually had
yes.
thought put on a recording from a previous message. But, you know, God, he knows all things. And just thinking
yes.
on this evening, this is the evening we are taking the time out to remember how Jesus came and the things that he did for us. Praise the Lord. This, we look forward to just celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ because he is alive. He's not dead. This Good Friday, hallelujah, this is that day when he went into the grave, but on the third day, he rose. Oh, praise be to God. And again, Friday yeah. night, joy night. Friday night,
yeah.
praise night. Hallelujah. Friday night, glory to God night. Amen. It's time to give God the praise that's due to his name. And I thank God for that beautiful praise report coming through Evangelist May. And, you know, keep on praying. This is really what it's all about. The Lord said
Amen.
That men ought always to pray and not to faint. And these are the
Amen.
Results of prayer. Hallelujah. When
Amen.
We pray, believing that we have these petitions, glory to God, and doubt not in our hearts, then we will have what we ask God for. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. I tell you, my soul is just stirred up. And just thinking about prayer going up all week long,
mm-hmm.
praise be to God, in the
yes.
gospel truth prayer mission, prayer being
yes.
prayed in there every day this week. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Yes.
I can feel the effects of the prayer. I can feel God
yes.
moving. Praise the Lord. And I'm believing God for great things. Hallelujah. I don't know how anybody else feels, but I feel a joy on the inside after the enemy has been attacking me and trying to put a stop to me, trying to stop me from doing the Lord's will, trying to attack my body. Tonight, I'm
yes.
out to praise God like never before.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise
yes.
to God. I got to praise down on the inside. This praise got to come out. I can't keep it to myself. Hallelujah. But glory to God for all that he's doing right now and for what he's about to do. I'm going to praise him in advance.
Praise.
Hallelujah. I'm not waiting till the battle is over, but I'm going to praise
Amen.
Him right now. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Praise.
Glory be to God, because we have the victory in the name of Jesus. You might not can see it with your natural eye, but God has given us the victory. Hallelujah.
Yes, he has.
God. So why should I wait? Oh, praise the Lord. Why should I wait?
Why?
Don't wait till the battle is over. Praise him right now. Shout now. Amen. Give God the glory. Honor him. Praise the Lord. I'm just stirred up. Praise God. Prayer will stir anybody up. Oh, prayer will make God change his mind. Prayer will get the job done. Prayer. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank God for prayer. Oh, yes. Glory be.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody pray for me. Oh, glory be to God. Jesus, pray for me. Oh, in the garden of Gethsemane, he went in that garden. He prayed for us. And I'm so glad
yes,
about it. Thank you, Jesus. He even told Peter that he had prayed for him, that it failed not. He knew that
Amen.
The devil desired to have him, that he may sift him as wheat. The devil wanted to
yes.
destroy his life. But Jesus
Amen.
Assured him that everything is all right, because I prayed for you. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. And the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Oh, yes, Lord, that
Amen.
Prayer is yet availing. Today, the Lord has prayed for us, and I'm so glad about
Amen.
It. Praise the Lord. And I could see by faith Jesus going in the garden praying for us, because he could see all
yes.
the way into our future. Hallelujah. Even though we weren't in the world at the time, but he prayed in advance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He was looking out for us. Oh, glory be
yes.
to God. And I'm reminded of one particular prayer request while Jesus was being crucified and he was up on the cross. Oh, glory
all right.
to God. On that tree, there were two malefactors, one hanging on
yes.
each side of him. Oh, glory to God. And then one of them that was hanging on his side of him, he began to rail on Jesus. And if thou
yes,
be the Christ, save thyself and us. He was only about himself. But the
yes.
other one, the other malefactor, he began to rebuke him, saying, does not thou fear God? In other words, you don't have no fear of God. This man, he's a righteous man. He's a just man. In other words, he hasn't done anything wrong. But we deserve what we're getting. You know, basically,
yes.
he was just saying in so many words, we deserve to get this punishment. But this man doesn't deserve that. So the malefactor that rebuked the other one, he turned to Jesus. Hallelujah. And he said, Lord, remember
Lord.
Me when thou comest
yes.
into thy kingdom. That was a prayer. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be
yes,
to God.
Was.
And when he prayed and he asked the Lord to remember him, Jesus gave him an answer right on the spot. He said, verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. So he got his prayer answered, hallelujah, before he left the world. He was on his way out of the world. He was headed into the hereafter. Glory be to God.
Yes.
But he wanted Jesus to remember him, and Jesus took time out to stop dying on the cross to answer his prayer. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus. What a merciful God we serve. What a mighty God we serve.
Right.
Hallelujah. So Jesus, he assured the man that he would be with him in paradise. And thinking on that, this man, he could rest assured that when he closed his eyes, everything would be all right. He was going to be in paradise. He no doubt was rejoicing. He was happy, waiting on that moment. Praise be to God. And that one moment, just to behold Jesus, just to be with him in paradise, all of his sins were forgiven on the spot. Hallelujah. Jesus shed his blood on that cross. By this time,
yes,
Lord God, they had already shoved the thorns on Jesus' head and the blood came streaming down. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
The blood was shed for the remission of sins. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
So Jesus forgave that malefactor of all his wrongdoing. When he took away his sin, he dropped all the charges and gave him a promise. So thank you, Lord Jesus. That was a promise that Jesus made to him. He said, today, not tomorrow here, but today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. And he kept that promise. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, he did.
He's that kind of God. This is what prayer will do. Prayer will get the job done. Prayer will cause God to move and to change his mind. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be
thank
to God. God is the only one who can rewrite our future. It doesn't matter if the ink is dry. Oh, praise be to God. God has the power to change history. God has the power to rewrite history. Amen. He can erase in our future and rewrite our whole future. He's that kind of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. I often tell my son that it doesn't matter if it's already written and the ink is dry. God is the only one with the power who can rewrite our whole lives. He's the only one who can rewrite everything. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Change everything. So there's no need to think, oh, well, my future is not too bright. My future is this and that. Put your future in the hands of the Lord, and you'll have a bright future. You'll have a beautiful future. Amen. Can you imagine what it's like to be hours away from paradise? This malefactor, he was suffering. He was in pain. It wasn't going to be long before he was in paradise. And when we think about that special place that Jesus went to prepare for us, he went away to prepare a special place just for us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He didn't stay in the grave, but he got up on the third day. He laid down his life, oh, hallelujah, on that first day. And on the third day, he took it up again by the power of Almighty God, who quickened him and raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. If that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he shall also quicken your mortal body. Well, thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. He will quicken you and bring you to life. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, I'm excited about what God has done, about the resurrection and what it all means for us. It's salvation. Praise the Lord. A plan that God put in place, a plan of salvation for all mankind, for everyone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just thank God for his word. I thank God for reassurance. Amen. I just thank the Lord for just his divine intervention and how he's moving in so many great and mighty ways. The Lord is doing, and he's just doing wonders. Praise be to God. And I just thank him for all he's done for me. And I know I don't deserve it, but by the grace of God, hallelujah, I am here. By the grace of God, amen, he has kept me here and for a reason. And as long as I'm here, as long as I have breath in my body, I will glorify the name of the Lord. I will give God the glory. And I just want to bring this out, and I'm just about done. In the 44th verse of St. Luke 23, it says here, and it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. From the sixth to the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having thus said thus, he gave up the ghost. Now when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, certainly this was a righteous man. And so the centurion began to glorify God and recognizing and even realizing at that time that surely this was the Son of God. Amen. That he was a righteous man. And he had gone up there and been crucified. Oh, praise the Lord. But it was all in the plan of God. But they began to see it after the fact. But with us, let us not wait until it's too late. Let's not wait until after the fact. Amen. But while the blood is running warm in our veins, it's time now, if you don't know Jesus, to get to know him. And if you have a work to do for God, it's time to get it done. Amen. Before it's too late. After the fact, there's nothing you can do. Oh, glory be to God. After it's all said and done, you won't have a chance to do anything that God has assigned unto you. So whatever you're going to do for the Lord, do it now. Let us labor in the vineyard of God. Let us go forth and minister as never before. Hallelujah. Because souls are dying every day. People are dying without God in their lives. They're dying. Oh, Lord God. And their souls are being lost. And we have to get this word out. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have to get it out to as many as we can to let them know that they have hope, God, that Jesus can change their whole lives. Amen. That there's a better life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That they can have salvation. They don't have to be lost. They don't have to go to that lake of fire. They don't have to be condemned to eternal damnation. But they can be saved and be in paradise with the Lord. They can have eternal life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to let the world know that Jesus saves. Amen. Praise the Lord. And some people, they don't even have a good understanding of what this resurrection meant. They don't have an understanding of what we know to be true concerning what Jesus did for the whole world, that he gave his life that we wouldn't die, that we would have life, even in this world, more abundantly, and also in the world to come, eternal life. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And so that's what this resurrection means. That is the power of the resurrection. Glory be to God that the Lord died for the whole world, that we all might be saved. Hallelujah. And I believe somebody wants to be saved. Somebody somewhere seeking to be saved tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If that's you, I invite you to give your life to Jesus. I invite you to accept Jesus as your personal Savior and believe that he is the Son of God and that God raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. And you can be saved. Amen. So at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist May if she would lead us to the throne of grace. God bless Evangelist May.
Thank the Lord. At this time, let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. He's able to save. Eternal God and our Father, we come before you. We thank you for the word of God that was preached on tonight. Give for the messenger. Oh, my God, help somebody to receive the word of God and receive life everlasting. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we pray that you look on those souls desiring to be saved. Somebody want to make a change. Somebody is tired of living that old life. Well, now you can receive Christ if you just humble yourself and give your life, your heart, your mind, your soul, your body, give your all unto the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able to save to the uttermost. We know you're able, Jesus, deliver today. Let a testimony be given saying that I am now saved. Change somebody's mind. Convert them, oh Lord. Sanctify them. Clean them up, oh Lord. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Find every evil work. In the name of Jesus, save to the uttermost those souls that desire to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We pray that you touch them right now, oh Lord. Help them to surrender all unto you. Help them, oh Lord. We know you're able, Jesus. We know there's nothing too hard for you. You can do everything, Lord. With you, nothing shall be impossible. Help somebody to believe on you, as the scripture has said. Help them, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, increase their faith. Help them to run for their lives. Help them to seek your face and to call upon your name. For you said in your word, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We believe your word today. Help somebody to call on you. Help somebody to seek your face. Help them, O Lord, to run for their lives. Help them, O Lord, to yield themselves unto you, to give up all and follow you. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we pray that you look on the souls that need strength. We pray that you touch them right now, strengthen their souls, encourage their hearts. Help them to look up and lift up their heads. Help them to trust in you. Help them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know thou art a deliverer. Touch, heal, save, forgive. Have mercy today, O Lord. Save, Lord. Save today, Lord. Help somebody to fall out with their ways. Help them, O Lord. We know thou art able, O Lord. And we know you got the power. We pray that you heal them that are sick. All who are listed on the prayer list, touch them one by one and in my name. Deliver their souls. Heal and forgive. Blot out of transgressions. Move in a mighty way. Have your way, O Lord. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Take full control today, O Lord. bless every soul, every listener. We pray that you encourage them and strengthen them. Help them, O Lord, to seek your face, to run to you, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know thou art able to save and thou art able to deliver. It doesn't matter how hard or what it seems like. We know you can do it. We are depending on you, and we're yet praying and believing, God, because we know that your word is true and that you can do everything. Oh, my God, I pray that you continue to look on the speaker of the hour. Continue to bless and send thine anointing, send your word. Have your way and let your will be done. Let the broadcast continue to bless and save and help us, O Lord, to tell of your goodness and to exalt your name and to praise you for what you have already done. This prayer we pray, O Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. The broadcast is now into the hands of the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for that beautiful prayer. Thank God for the word coming through Evangelist Hameen, encouraging us to do God's will and let the Lord, the world know that Jesus saves. And this is what he came to do. And even when he was dying on the cross, he was fulfilling his purpose and even brought salvation to that malefactor the same day. It was a very beautiful message. Thank God for her. I want to say to her, keep on preaching the word of God. And today, if you have any remarks or we have any clergy that wants to call in, this is, you may do so at this time.
Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for that beautiful message. I tell you, I love those scriptures that was brought forth on tonight. And this is my favorite time of the year on how the Lord sacrificed his life. And how his amazing grace, and it caused him to take our place. I tell you, this is an amazing thing that was done for you and I. And we didn't even deserve it, but it was the mercy of God that sent his son into the world that he might die, that we might live. And the word of God said, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But Jesus did just that. He gave his life, but he has risen. He's not in that grave anymore. He's gone. He's back with his Father. And I tell you, I'm thankful for that because he made a way that we can be where he is. And that's what I'm looking, when this life is over, I'm looking to be with the Lord. Glory to God. I don't want my running to be in vain. And that's why I'm denying self and praying and seeking the Lord, because I want to make it to that beautiful city that the Lord has prepared for me, but not only for me, but for all those who love him. Glory to God. And I just thank God. I encourage you, man. It's, I mean, keep preaching the word of God. I enjoyed that on tonight. And as I've forestated, this time of the year is my favorite. It's my favorite of all time. Because I realize now when I was in the world and I wasn't saved, I just could not understand why Jesus gave his life, why he didn't speak up. But now I know why. It was his purpose to come into the world to die for us and to be risen again. That's what it's all about. And I just love this time of the year. I love it. I just thank God for all things, and I thank him for this broadcast, and I encourage you and the listeners to continue to listen in to this broadcast and get the true word of God. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming to Evangelist Newdale. If there are no more clergy that would like to give remarks, at this time we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of the host. What would you like to say? I believe that today is Sister Doreen Jackson's birthday, so happy birthday to her. God bless you, Benicami.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the prayer coming through Evangelist May. Thank God for those beautiful remarks and exhortations. Also, the remarks and exhortations coming through Evangelist Khadija. We just thank God for all the things that have been done tonight and said to the glory of God. And I just feel happy in my soul. And this is also my favorite time of year as well, learning and understanding what this all means is the most beautiful
yes.
thing of all. Praise be to God. It's so exciting just to think about how Jesus sacrificed his life and how he gave his
yes.
life. And then when he rose on the third day, he rose with all power in his hand,
yes.
both in heaven and in earth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now he's sitting down on the right hand of the Father and looking down
Amen.
Upon us. Oh, hallelujah. It's just a blessing to know that God loves us so much that he's willing to look beyond all of our faults, all of our sins, all the things we've done wrong. Just look beyond there and take care of the need, because we needed a Savior. Hallelujah. And Jesus volunteered to come and save the world. And I'm just thankful. I'm so
yes.
thankful for how the Lord has blessed my soul. And again, I'm not deserving of it, but it is his amazing grace. Amen. Like
yes.
as May was saying, the amazing grace of the Lord is just so beautiful. I mean, we can't pay for anything that the Lord did for us, but it's a free gift. He's just willing to just give us life. He's willing to
yes.
save us. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Praise be to God. I'm glad that God is not like man. You know,
yes.
He might save some, but others
mm-hmm.
will be lost. You know, but God,
yes.
he just loves us so much that he's willing to
oh,
save
God.
Everyone who wants to be saved. Amen. Praise
yes.
God. And again, I'm just so thankful. Thank God for all of you and for your patience, for your prayers, and for your support, for, you know, calling in and taking the time to be with us during this broadcast. And we are very grateful and want you to know that we are praying for you, and we thank God for you also, and we pray that you will continue to tune in to the broadcast, and we pray that God will continue to bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. And in getting all these praise reports, that's just fueling my praise. That's making me want to praise God like never before. Glory
Amen.
To God. I tell you, Evangelist May, I'm still feasting off that opening service, that grand
yes.
opening service.
Yes.
I'm still feasting
yes.
off of that.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. God. I mean,
yes,
I went, walked in the door, and the Spirit
yes.
of the Lord came down. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I couldn't help myself. I just had to go forth in the praises. I had to give God
oh,
the
my.
Glory for his touch.
Yes.
Oh, he picked me up. Thank you, Jesus. Glory
yes,
Lord. Thank
you.
Glory be to God.
Yes,
he moved. He truly moved.
Yes, he did.
On me in that place. And I'm so grateful.
Yes, he did.
Oh, I needed that blessing. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm encouraged. And again, I'm happy and I'm excited about the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. Praise be to God.
Thank
and how souls are blessed. Already.
Amen.
Amen. I want to encourage you, Evangelist May, continue to do the work of the Lord. Do what the Lord has given you to do. And also, we encourage
yes.
anyone who's listening, if you are in the neighborhood on Tuesday night at 7, Sunday night at 7,
stop in. Amen. Yes. While the broadcast is going on, you can get in the broadcast, you can get some prayer, and you can be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise be to God. I can't say enough about it. It's just so beautiful. I'm just truly excited and glad for what the Lord is doing. Amen. Praise the Lord. And before we bring the broadcast to a close, is there anything in addition that you would like to add, Evangelist May or Evangelist Khadijah?
Yes. Praise God. This is Evangelist Cynthia. I just thank God for the word tonight. I'm so glad that you didn't put a tape in. I thank God for that word tonight. Amen. That thief that was hanging on that cross. Amen. And he asked for Christ to remember him when he come into his paradise, his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus began to let him know
this day.
He didn't say tomorrow. He didn't say a year from now.
No.
But he said this day that they were dying, thou shalt be with me in paradise.
Yep.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To continue to preach the word of God and let God have his way in her life.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for those beautiful remarks and exhortations coming through Evangelist Cynthia. So glad that you're on tonight. Hallelujah. I enjoyed it.
Amen.
On letting the Lord have his way. Praise God. I'm excited. God is moving. You don't know that. You don't know that God is moving. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, he is.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. God is fulfilling. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
What he would do, he's doing it.
Amen.
Let's embrace it. Let's embrace it. Let's be happy about it. Let's give God more praise. Amen. Because he's doing much more. There's so much more to come.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Thank you, Jesus. Well,
May, you give that address?
Yes. The address is the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, and it's located at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And feel welcome to come and be with us in service on Sunday morning at 12 p.m. Also, we have the broadcast Tuesday night at 7 and Sunday night at 7. You're welcome to come and be with us in the services. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on out and be blessed. Or if you're not close by, dial in. Hallelujah. But plug in some kind of way so you can be blessed. Praise the Lord. We do thank the Lord for the broadcast tonight. And this does bring the broadcast to a close. We look forward to you tuning in with us on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. Sunday is Easter Day, and our broadcast is at 3:30, and we are thinking to go ahead and broadcast live from our service. We'll be at the building, if it be the Lord's will, 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue here in Baltimore, Maryland, for Easter service, if it's the Lord's will. And the service will start somewhere around 3 in the afternoon, and we'll be going on to the broadcast live to stream the service live if it's the Lord's will. Praise God. So you're welcome to tune in if you are not busy or you have the time. Tune in. And most of all, we ask for your continued prayers. Let us continue in prayer one for another and for all those who are on the prayer list. And until next time, may the Lord bless you and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night.